The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
We always encourage dental practices to offer free consults. After all, a patient calls, they've got some questions, maybe you're not sure how to handle the questions. What's the best choice? Get them in for a free consult and show them how fantastic your practice is. What could possibly go wrong there? Well, I think you're about to find out today. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I'm Dr. David Maddow, and welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We are going to seriously fix your practice today. So we have a great one for you, Richard. So for forever, we've been recommending, especially when we evaluate a secret shopper call, we always say, listen, if you don't know what to do, you can never go wrong. Get them in, just get them in for a free consult,
exactly.
Then everything's going to work out.
Don't be giving crazy fees over the phone, trying to diagnose, make clinical judgments. It doesn't work. Bring the patient in for a free consult and they'll love your office.
But guess what? We never really said, here's what you should do. Here's how to handle a free consult. We just assumed that everybody, it's so easy. Everybody, once they come in, they're going to love
you. And you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah, it's not necessarily true.
So you have a little story to tell today?
It's a really weird story. I just got to tell you this.
Okay.
I don't even know if I've told you this story yet.
Actually,
but,
you did.
So, did I tell you? Okay. Out in Salt Lake City, I got a – Yoko and I, my wife – so those of you that are watching, my wife is Yoko. We got a pretty good recommendation to go to a dentist, to check out a dentist, dental office. And so being a dentist and knowing a bunch of things, I didn't just want to blindly say, okay, we're going to this office. So I figured I'm going to call up and say, can we come in for a little quick little consult? And, she gladly said – the woman who answered the phone gladly said yes. So we had our appointment. I made a list of like 8 questions. I'm going in there all prepared. This is going to be great. This is going to be our dental office in Salt Lake. So it's very, very bizarre. We got to the office, and the first thing we saw, we walked in. It was kind of empty. The dentist, there was no receptionist at the front desk. The dentist was just hanging out behind the front desk talking to like some kind of, I guess it was a sales rep. The dentist has a mask on.
A composite salesman?
Maybe. I don't know. But the dentist is wearing a mask behind the desk talking to a sales rep. Does not acknowledge the fact that we came in. So we're sitting in the reception area. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be done soon. So sure enough, he finishes up. He comes over to the reception area and just kind of hovers over both of us and says, what can I do for you guys? And I explained who we were. And he didn't say, come into my private office. He just said, okay, well, what kind of questions do you have? It made me feel very uncomfortable right off the bat. You know, sitting in the reception area. So what can I do for you?
I agree. Very peculiar.
Yeah. So I kind of introduced myself, told him a little bit about I'm a dentist, and then he didn't seem to be too impressed at all.
Well, no one is really.
But you know, I had this great list of questions. You know, the first thing he said to me, well, we're not digital.
Excellent. That's a great thing to brag about. Let's open with that one. You've got a dentist in there. Let's open with something that makes us look like we haven't upgraded our equipment in 30 years. Perfect.
He opened with that one. And not only that, I was thinking about this one. But okay, let's say you're doing the same thing and somebody comes in for a consult. And opening with we're not digital is a bad thing anyway. But there's always a way to put a spin on something. Always. And it's just okay. So this guy turned me off right at the beginning. Yeah, well, we're not digital. So, but suppose he would have said just something like, well, I want to tell you right off the bat, you're a dentist. We can talk dentistry a little bit. I don't really have digital radiography, and I might be looked at as kind of old school, but I like to do everything by hand, and every patient that I see, every crown that I do is handcrafted, and I pay attention to detail. And I found that by using the old dip X-rays, I just found that I love the
dip X-rays. Doesn't even have the
processor. I don't know what he had, but my point is there is a way to, even though I don't agree with it, there's a way to spin it and maybe say, hey, this guy might be old school, but very, very, very good.
So here's what I want to tell you. Dave. The latest research shows that radiation actually is healthy. So I decided not to go digital because I believe in giving you just that little extra boost of radiation. You'll feel better, I promise. I don't think there's any way to spin. You can try, but there's nothing good about not being digital.
Let me ask you something. Suppose you're.
But that, don't even mention it then. Why mention it?
Maybe don't mention it. But suppose it comes up. Suppose it was. That was actually one of my questions. And not really exactly, but I was going to ask him about tech. But what about if you came in, you were the patient, and but you know enough about dentistry. And I said, Rich, listen, I got to tell you, I'm kind of old school. I still, believe it or not, I still use the old film x-rays. But every single filling and crown and everything I do in my office, I personally take such pride, and I make sure it looks like textbook.
It's not bad.
I mean,
a very old textbook, but it's not bad.
But in other words,
I know what you're saying. First of all, it's a big negative, no matter how you try to spin it. So I don't think why would he even bring it up? You know, sure enough, you're going to find out when you know you see that they're developing films during your appointment. But why bring it up?
I would agree with that.
Or he could say, look, I just want to let you know, we're not digital. I've saved over $200,000 on upgrading, and I pass the savings right on to you.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm not seeing it.
There is, I think there – okay, so
but I say,
kind of a way to spin it.
Well, don't go through the rest of your experience there.
Well, I had a list of questions, but he kind of took over. So I felt – after he said we're not digital, and then he said something like – he gave me an out. It's almost like he didn't want to see me as a patient because he gave me an out. He said – and I know this is not really fair, but we're going to get to the point soon. But he said, well, if this is not your office, I totally understand. He wanted me to kind of get up and walk out at that point. But I didn't really – even though in my mind –
You think he was hesitant to see another dentist as a patient?
I think something about
might have nerved him out a little bit.
Something about – he didn't feel comfortable. Uh-huh. He definitely did not feel comfortable.
Were you wearing short shorts or anything like that at the time?
What's the problem with that?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
He – something about – but okay. So I was going to introduce myself, which I kind of did, but he didn't feel comfortable with it. Tell us a little bit – so this is me and Yoko sitting there. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy. And I don't even know if I got into that because – I don't think he even had a philosophy. But I did say, what do you do on the first visit? That was my next question. So tell me, what do you do on your first visit? He said, usually people get a cleaning, but my hygienist is out on maternity leave. I'm not even making this up. This is true. My hygienist is out on maternity leave. She's going to be out for a few more weeks. So I said to him, okay, that's good for her. That's great. But so are you doing the cleanings? And he kind of looked at me like a little bit embarrassed and said, yeah, I'm doing all the cleanings.
Now that's a red flag for me personally.
Total red flag.
I only want an RDH doing my an unregistered dental hygienist. I only want a registered dental hygienist doing that.
But then he said, so on the first visit, yeah, we'll clean your teeth and I'll come in and do an exam. And that led to my next question, which was, okay, that's good, but my wife and I especially at our ages, knowing what I know, we're really in tune to having somebody that can look at our gums. That's very important to us. I said,
we don't do that.
Do you have any type of a soft tissue management program? And he said, well, you know, she does a few scalings here and there. I said, well, do you probe every patient on every visit? And I said to him, listen, I'm not judging. I said, this is a very important decision for us. I said, do you probe every patient on, you know, every time they come? He said, well, yeah, I probe every patient, but I don't record anything.
Perfect.
And at that point, I'm ready to walk
check,
out.
Check, please.
I'm really ready to walk out. But here, let me tell you the other questions I was going to ask him. Tell us a little bit about your hygienist. I mean, is that intimidating?
She just had a baby.
Frequency of visits. In other words, when do you recommend, how often should people come to see you? I didn't get to that question.
Yeah, I guarantee the answer would have been every 6 months at the most.
Guarantee that. What type of procedures do you like to refer out?
Everything.
I didn't really get to that. I did ask him a little bit about tech. I said, so you don't have digital radiography, but do you have anything?
Nobody
at
has
all?
A comb beam.
I said anything? Do you have like anything like Diagna Dent or Velotron or Cerec or anything like that? And he said.
Cerec?
Nope.
That doesn't even have digital radiographs.
He said, nope, I don't have any of that. He basically wanted me to leave.
Look, people were doing excellent dentistry 30 years ago, but you still should be up to date.
Right.
Okay, here are a bunch of comments. I wonder what would have happened, like how he would have treated a new patient that wasn't a dentist and didn't have the wherewithal to ask questions like, do perio probe every patient? Would that person have been more satisfied with this guy, and is that absolutely fine with him?
It's a great question. I'm going to say maybe. Now, Maybe you and I are. You were very sensitive to certain things. I tell you, I did. Now maybe an unassuming patient would not care about this, but I did not feel good about the fact that we were seated in the reception area and he came out standing over us. Like, say, what can I help you with?
No,
I
mean, very, very cold.
And I even said to him, "Is this the best place to chat?" He said, "Yeah, this is good." Just like that.
Well, he sounds like kind of a jerk.
He wasn't really a jerk.
I don't mean jerk in the way like a mean person or a bad person. I just mean no people skills. Like none.
I felt no people skills.
Jerk's the wrong word.
But it's a good question. Like if a regular old patient would have come in and said, "I just want to meet you for a few minutes." I think he would have been nicer. I think he would. Of course, he wouldn't.
I agree.
He wouldn't have let off with, "I don't have digital."
I think he was very put off by. I think maybe he thought you were almost challenging him, and he was not up to the challenge, and would have just dismissed you. But that said, the guy obviously lacks a lot of people skills. And sure, maybe some people will come in and be pleased, but I would imagine he's turned off a ton of other people with those, you know, the way he does business.
The thing that I like, though, is he had a string of really, really good reviews. That's the only – and the person that recommended me to him and the great reviews, that's the only reason we ended up in that office. Mm. But I think he was very intimidated. And I tried to – my personality, I don't think I'm intimidating. I just said, you know, this is an important decision. We got a few questions. I'm a colleague of yours. But he did not like that. A
couple of years ago, I needed an eye exam, and we got new – I had been seeing someone kind of like fee-for-service for my optometric needs. And my wife got optometric – what do you call it? Eyeball insurance. She got
vision
in her office. I said, well, what the heck? I'll find somebody on this list and I'll go. I went – place very close to my house. I rode my bike there, which I loved. You know, that was a big plus for me right there.
Okay.
I went in. Place is empty. I could see in like this tiny little closet of a private office, the optometrist is in there like just – effing around on a computer. I mean, I could tell he was doing nothing.
In like his private office.
But you could see it right from the reception area. It was like a little closet.
Gotcha.
And then he comes out just like this guy. He just comes out and like sits there, like intentionally picked a chair where he couldn't really look at me eye to eye. And he's just sitting there goofing off. He's starting to run late. There's nobody else in the office. I just left.
You just walked out?
I said to the woman in the front, she was very nice. I said, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. And I just left.
Great move. Yeah. It was probably the best move you ever made. It would not have worked out.
What was the guy doing? Just sitting there, ignoring me, doing nothing? It was horrible. And I'll tell you something else. I'll bet he didn't give one shit what happened. He just probably just, whatever.
Lost another one.
Guy's not right for me. You know.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Maybe that was his test to see if like somebody's
– could be.
That's crazy. My mistake was as soon as he came out and let off with, "I just want to let you know I'm not digital." It was very clear he didn't want. I should have just said thanks for your time.
Yeah, bad opening.
He was very uncomfortable with this whole thing. But having said all that, I wanted to share the story. We're still assuming that when we say to our doctors and our offices that we work with, we're assuming we say, "Look, get them in for a free consult, and nothing can go wrong." I found out that you know something
a lot can go wrong. Oh, well, let's talk about some things that could go right. Let's just say somebody, we'll call her Jane. I like the name Jane today.
Jane's
a good
name.
It's a good Jane one. Calls. She's got a few questions. The person on the phone really is a great dental phone person and realizes that the best thing to do at this point is to offer a free consult.
Right.
Okay. Jane comes in at 2 p.m. for her free consult. Let's say she walks in. The woman that's sitting behind the desk or whatever stands up, maybe even walks around. "Oh, you must be Jane. I'm Grace. Welcome to Reisterstown Family Dentistry." Boom.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Right there, boom. And complete 180 of what this guy did.
Yeah, because his receptionist was not there. His front desk was not there. And he was behind the desk in a freaking mask. Yeah. Talk. Ridiculous.
So running on time. They say, "We've got some paperwork for you." Maybe they even took care of it ahead of time. "Okay, let me seat you in, in this room." So seat in the treatment room. Doctor comes in on time, shakes Jane's hand. "Hi, I'm Dr. Jones. Thanks so much for coming in. Madge told me that you have some questions about this and this and this. Let's chat about it. What can I do to help you?" Just, I mean, anything like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And then to take it even a step further, any question or questions that Jane asks, when you answer the question, there's always a way to put a positive spin. Even if your answer might not be exactly what she wants to hear, you put a positive spin on everything. This guy put a positive spin on nothing. I mean, zero.
Yep. Yeah.
Zero.
Positive spin on everything, but also answer the questions, but then say, "Hey, let me tell you a little bit about our practice."
Yeah.
We've been here for 15 years. We are up on the latest continuing education. We really take pride in not only doing excellent dental treatment, but explaining everything to our patients in plain English so they understand. We make sure that your comfort is you know, taken into consideration. We want you to love it here, be comfortable here. You know, just something, everything. Sell your practice to them without selling it.
Yeah, if you got to be honest, of course, but it is salesmanship. I mean, everything we do in life is salesmanship, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
No, but I'm saying don't say, hey, we've got a 10% discount on whitening this week.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sell your practice in the sense that, without bragging and saying, whatever, just like we just talked about, make them feel comfortable, make them feel wanted, let them know they're in the right place.
Yeah, one of the best things you can do is say, look, you're in the right place. Mm-hmm. We really care. Yeah. We're going to make sure you're comfortable and you're going to have really high quality care that you can be proud of. You're going to love your smile. I mean, just play it up. But, of course, be honest.
Right. So Madge told me that you've got a sensitive tooth in the back. Let me take a quick look. Oh, okay. It looks like it's this. Very common dental problem. We know exactly how to help you with this. But let's schedule you for a complete examination. Just, all that stuff. Just be kind.
Be kind.
Yep. So be kind. Rewind.
Hope that helped. By the way, the last question I asked him, just for S&G, on our way out.
I couldn't let it go.
I couldn't let this one go. This was not one of the official questions, but I kind of made a note as he was talking. So as we were walking out the door, I said, I'm just curious, doctor. Do you do amalgam in this practice? You know what his answer was? He said, well,
yes. The guy's not doing digital x-rays.
He said, not really. He said, unless it's a financial concern, then I'll do an amalgam.
Wow.
I mean, I would not have why would anybody have amalgam in an office these days, ever, for anything?
I'm not so sure I agree with
really?
That.
Really?
I can make an argument for doing amalgam.
Doing an amalgam, really? Okay.
You wouldn't want to do it on a regular basis, but
then he was right. Then.
I think there's some.
Then he was fine. He was
I think there's some very, very specific circumstances where it actually might be the choice, but not usually.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway, I just had to ask him that on the way out.
Absolutely.
As he's like kicking me out the door. Oh, another thing. He said by the way, this is like in a whole building where there are a whole bunch of other dentists. He knew them all. He said, let me think. There might be somebody here I can refer you to. Let me think. He's got digital. Then he said, no, I don't think anybody in this building.
Well, how many dentists were in that building?
There might have been.
It's like a medical complex kind of building.
There might have been four or five. And he said, I don't think anybody here would be good for you.
So, I think the bottom line, if we had to really summarize this, is this guy's – everything he did, his body language, the way that he hovered over you in the reception area, the way he led off with a big negative, he did everything he could to not get you to come to the practice.
Right.
So whatever this guy would do, do the opposite.
Just do the opposite, and you'll have all the new patients. Seriously, all the new patients.
Do everything you can to make that patient feel welcome and that you want them in your practice.
Right.
Simple.
Anyway, I thought that was really important.
Yeah, crazy stuff, man.
We've been suggesting the free consult for years. Yeah. But we've never really told people what to do. But now you know what not to do at least.
Exactly.
Please.
Sometimes it's good
to
know what not to do.
Yeah. Let's do a call.
All right. Let's do the call. Real quickly first. Some of you who have been kind of in the Matto clan for many years know all about TBSE, the best seminar ever. Some of you who know us only through the dental practice fixers might not even know about it. But we've been producing, hosting, running, putting together this two-day seminar in Las Vegas for the last 25 years called TBSE. It stands for the best seminar ever. We didn't give it that name, but our attendees who keep coming back year after year after year after year called it the best seminar ever. So the name stuck. Anyway, after 25 years of TBSE, this year, November 2019, will be the finale. It will be the last TBSE. It will be the last time you can go to this incredible seminar with an amazing speaker lineup where all the participants, the entire team, are in the same room the whole time, where you'll hear speakers not do a full day of boring fluff, but each speaker does about an hour of their greatest hits. And we hand select the finest speakers. We could each talk forever about it, but we know you're not going to listen to more than a couple more seconds on the podcast. So what we're going to do is say, please check it out. TBSE.com. We still have discounted tuitions, but not for long. It's mid-November. It's an incredible Tropicana resort right on the Las Vegas Strip. The speakers are amazing. We'll be there, of course. You can hang out with us in person. We can shake hands and shoot the breeze and get to know you a little bit better. But this is your last chance. For some of you, maybe your first chance, but first and last. So check it out now. TBSE.com. And we hope to see you in Vegas.
That would be great. It's going to be a real, even though it's our late, it's going to be after 25 years, it's going to be very special. We're going to be doing some things a little differently than we've done. Bring some special guests in. Yep. It's going to be really, really
fantastic.
Cool. We'd love to hang with you.
That'd be great.
We'd love to. So before we get into the call, real quickly also, something else that we've been talking about for quite some time is, you know, this is something that every dentist basically has to deal with, and that's the dental lab. And I know people get frustrated and people switch labs and they start off with good quality. Then they turn you over to like the Blind Harry lab tech and the Blind quality gets bad. But we've been working with a lab that's so good and so consistent over so many years. And it's Maverick Dental Lab out of Pennsylvania. And don't let the fact they're in Pennsylvania, but they work with clients all over the country, all over North America, mm-hmm. actually. And they're so good. They're actually offering friends of the Matto, friends, the people that watch the podcast, people that do things with us, offering us 3 free crowns just to try them out and see how they work for you. Now, I don't know how many labs out there you would call and ask if you want to try out a lab, if they will give you 3 free crowns, but probably nobody else would. But Maverick is so confident with the craftsmanship, with the way they do their work. They're willing to let you sample their lab. It's 3 cases for free before you have to make any kind of decision.
As long as the cases are single crowns, right?
Exactly.
Well, it could be one case of 3 crowns, right?
3
right.
units for free to let you sample their craftsmanship.
I'm always picking on you.
Yeah, you are. It's been like that my whole life, but it's okay. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But,
3.5 years into your life it started.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, that was like the word.
I don't know if you mentioned this, but they can be Bruxer, Emax, yeah. PFM.
Right.
All of your favorite thing, all your favorite crown materials.
All your very favorite.
So all your favorite bands.
How do you get 3 free crowns from Maverick? Well, it's very simple. We set up a site. We like to make things really simple for you. Just go to 3freecrowns.com. Now, that's all spelled out. And we'll, if you're watching the video, which it's going to be right there, but it's simply spell it out, all the letters, 3freecrowns.com. Joe and Larry over at Maverick and their whole great team will take total great care of you.
They're the nicest guys, too. They really care.
Good people
good
to
guys.
Deal with. So
Larry Albenzi is a lab tech, mm-hmm. and Joe Fay, the other owner, has been in the dental industry for many, many,
decades.
Many years. Their experience is just incredible. They're such good guys.
Go with these guys. Yeah. We wouldn't be recommending them if we didn't really believe in them. And again, the reason just the fact that they're offering 3 free crowns for you shows that so they're going to be pretty darn good because if they turn – just think about this. If they turn in 3 horrible crowns
– .com.
I'm going to reserve that. 3horriblecrowns.com. Let's do the call. Come
All
on.
All right. Let's do it. Hey, Kendra. Are you accepting new patients?
We are. Dr. is out of town right now, but we are accepting new patients.
Ah, where is he?
He is in Spain.
Fantastic. Well, if I decide to come in as a new patient, I guess for when he comes back – can you just explain to me what the procedure is when you come in as a new patient? Like, what takes place that first day?
So, are you in need of a cleaning and exam?
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Okay. So, I would need to find a spot for a cleaning. Do you have dental insurance?
I do not.
Okay, and that's fine. If you did, I just wanted to make sure that if you were thinking we are a provider, that we actually are. Because sometimes people think that, and then when I check it out, we really aren't. And so I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I don't even know what you mean, but I don't have dental insurance.
Okay. I would just need to find an open spot for you. And so when you would come in, then we would just start a chart on you. I'd have you fill out the paperwork, which I could mail that to you beforehand, or you could drop by and pick it up beforehand if that's helpful, so that you don't have to do it when you get here. The hygienist will do the cleaning. She'll probably need to take x-rays, unless she's had them recently and we're having them sent to us, but it sounds like probably not. And then Dr. Hare would come in and check out your teeth and see what needs to be done, and and make a game plan for, and if you're fine, you don't need anything, then we typically would just set you up for 6 months for another appointment, 6 months out. And so that's basically what a first appointment would be.
Okay, great. That sounds good. Thanks so much for all the information.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Just never stops, does it?
The hits just keep on coming.
We can't
hear write this stuff.
And by the way, Dental Practice Fixers listeners, we don't make 10 calls and just pick one to play. These are all just one-off calls. Yeah. Right before we're about to do the podcast, we just find a number, call it. Usually it's just randomly found on Google. And
Sometimes people say, can you call my office? And we do that. Yep. So if you have an office, we'll do it. But a lot of times they're just random. But, I don't even know.
I was talking about a few things. Yeah. Did the patient need to know the doctor's in Spain right now?
No.
Nope.
She had no reason to even say, look, you're wanting to find out what happens on the first visit. Right. She shouldn't have said, well, the doctor's out of town. No, that makes no difference.
Exactly. Make the appointment. Doesn't matter. And you know what? I'm not sure if this holds any water or not, but some people might rich doctor, he's in Spain. You know, I mean, to some people international travel is really not reachable, and it's not a good start.
It's not a good start.
Doctor's in Spain right now.
There was no benefit to saying that. In fact, there was only no benefit.
Right. Say the doctor's out of town. Just get the patient on the schedule for when the doctor will be in town.
Right.
Okay.
I thought it was funny when she asked you the direct question. Are you in need of a cleaning and an exam?
I know.
She's almost asking for a diagnosis. Yep. Like, I know that everybody thinks they need a cleaning, but we don't really know what we need until we're diagnosed because you might need perio or something. Who knows really what you need?
You haven't been a funny – no, I need perio.
That would have been a great comeback. And then, are you in need of a cleaning?
Right. How about, do you have insurance? I said no. And then she still went on to some fakakta spiel about how, some people, they think we're on their list, but we're not, and it causes blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
And I didn't even understand what she was talking about.
I said I didn't have insurance. Fantastic. We've got a fee-for-service patient. Move on.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It was a waste of 30 seconds and confusion.
How about when she kept saying, I'm going to need to find an open spot. She said that a couple of times. I need to find an open spot. And then she said, then we're going to start a chart on you.
I know. It's
like, how detailed do we need to get? We're going to start a chart. You asked what happens on the first visit. Well, maybe that's what happens on the first visit.
We start a chart. We find an open spot. We start a chart. Doctors in Spain. And if you had insurance, here's some things you need to know. But you don't have insurance. But I'm going to tell you anyway. And then.
She was nice. She was super nice. She was super nice. But then she also assumed something else. She said, and then if you don't need anything. If you don't need x-ray, if you need x-rays, it sounds like you probably do because you haven't been in 2 years. But then she said, but if ever you come in and we get clean and you don't need anything, then we'll set you up for 6 months. Again, assuming.
Really?
Like, it's a cookie cutter practice. You just come, okay, 6 months, see you six months.
She did say, well, we can come up with a game plan. But, I totally agree because then the patients think, oh, great. I'll come in this one time, then I don't have to come back for 6 months. Yeah, way too much detail, and I think there's one.
But, also the 6 months, in other words, suppose they need 2 months or 3 months.
Exactly.
Why 6 months?
What do they need? Three and a half months.
You started to say there's one more thing?
Yeah, there's one little tiny thing she forgot.
A little tiny thing. Yeah. I think it was a major thing. She forgot to ask for the appointment. She said, would you like to appoint?
The patient calls saying, are you accepting new patients? I'd love to come into your office. And she can't clinch the appointment? Boing.
Was that a softball thrown at her? It was the softest.
A softball thrown from 30 feet.
I think so, too. Yeah. She did not ask for anything. No, she didn't ask to get a call back. She didn't say, we've got a few openings coming up.
No contact info. Oh,
unbelievable.
Total disaster.
F.
So sorry to have to do this to you, but I agree.
You were sweet as hell. You were really sweet, but you get an F. Sorry.
Sweet as hell. I can't take it anymore. This person, and the doc's in Spain. Will the doctor ever know this person even existed?
No.
Nope.
Well, the only way he might know is if they talk for some reason he's in Spain, which they probably are not talking.
But if
she'll say, some shopper called up a little while ago.
She's not going to say that.
And he would say, shopper, we don't want shoppers. She wouldn't say it, but if she did, good job, Madge. We don't want shoppers.
Doctors going to come back from Spain with souvenirs for the whole office, thinking they've been working hard appointing patients this whole time.
Unbelievable.
Boing. So sorry. Thanks so much for listening and watching, everyone. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
Dr. David Maddow. We will see you next time. Make sure you join us. See you later.
On the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast.